This evening I'd like to talk about being selfish or what's in it for me. I was teaching it was either a high school or a junior high class, and I asked them, how many of you listen to WIIFM? Well, they looked at me like I had another horn growing out of my head. And I said, we all do. That's what's in it for me, right? We're taught in the religious circles to be supportive and sacrifice for others. Philippians 2, verses 1 through 3 reads, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit, and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. But when it comes to religious decisions or salvation, I think it's time to be selfish. We need to look at our salvation as ours. The decision we make concerning salvation have got to be exclusively ours, and nobody can make them for us. Matthew 12, verses 36 reads, but I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. The account is ours, and nobody can do it for us. So what's in it for me? John 3:36 says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. Romans 2, verses 6 through 8 reads, God will repay each person according to what they have done. To those who, by persistence in doing good, seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. You got eternal life or wrath and anger. There's only two considerations. But from a positive standpoint, we're capable of making those decisions. And that decisions are totally up to us. Tonight, we talked about being selfish. And the decision is up to us. And we talked about the positive side of that decision and the negative side of that decision. And like I said previously, we're all capable of making that decision, right? It's up to us. So, now's the perfect time to make that decision. Please come, if you haven't already made that decision, please come as we stand and sing.